Dan Plumley is head of the Totem Peoples Preservation Project in southern Russia. The group is devoted to supporting indigenous cultures in the region. He holds up a map and points to the expanse of blue ink that represents the biggest and oldest lake in the world.
Lake Baikal is in eastern Siberia, just north of Mongolia, and is a global resource of critical importance. It contains one out of every five drops of fresh water on the planet outside of the polar ice caps.
It's an exotic-sounding place where nomadic tribesmen still herd reindeer and where musicians like Ionol Sam make otherworldly music. Ionol Sam is a Tuvan throat singer. He's been touring the U.S. with more than a dozen activists from Russia and Mongolia. They're studying conservation efforts here, and they're also meeting with indigenous peoples, attending a two-day conference with the Akwesasne Mohawk, who live near the St. Lawrence River. In addition to environmentalists, musicians, and spiritual leaders have come to share ideas. Ichuruk Woyung is a shaman from the Tuvan region. After Ionol Sam's performance, she steps forward to describe his art.
Throat singing is connected with the land, and also this ability is passed from his father. You can listen to the natural throat singing in wild places like forests and woods.
Many of the wild places worshipped by the Tuvan people are in danger of disappearing. Lake Baikal sits on the opposite side of the world from our Great Lakes. But the challenges faced by the two regions are strikingly similar. There as here, native communities are struggling to connect across national borders that divide families and cultures. For decades, water from Lake Baikal has been diverted for industrial projects and irrigation. Pollution from farms and factories threatens native fish and bird species. Tatiana Savinkova is with the Irkutsk Institute of Geography.
In Baikal region and Lake Champlain, very similar problems, environmental problems, social problems, very difficult consensus.
Savinkova has been studying environmental programs aimed at pulp and paper mills in the U.S. and Canada. There are strict controls here on chlorine and dioxin emissions. Similar regulations could be used to control pollution at an infamous pulp mill that still operates on Lake Baikal.
Paper mill in Baikal worked 33 years. And 33 years was problem about pollution from this plant. But this plant is most workplaces for local community.
Workplaces for the local community, says Savinkova. And that means jobs. Like many communities along the Great Lakes, the Baikal region has suffered from unemployment and a lack of sustainable development. While here, this delegation has studied some of the strategies used in the U.S. and Canada, like regional zoning and transboundary environmental accords. The hope is that they'll return to Russia with some new ideas and a new sense for the problems and solutions shared between our regions. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Brian Mann in New York.